Hello and welcome to my podcast. I'm Dr. John Cook. I'm glad you joined us. In today's study, we will continue our series on Systematic Theology 2. Today, we are carrying on with lesson number 23 in this series. We will deal with finding the will of God. We'll get right into our series right after this. Now join in progress part 7 of 8 in our study. Look at Revelation chapter 4 and verse 11. Everything in this world was created by God and for his pleasure according to the scripture. Listen to what God says. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Therefore, it is only reasonable that we give to God what is rightfully his. He created us for his glory. It is only reasonable that we give glory to him as his creation. More than that, it is only reasonable that we give to God his purchased possession, our bodies. We have been bought with a price, 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 20 says. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. We belong to God. We are bought with a price, 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 23 says. And therefore, be not ye servants of men. We're to serve the Lord. We're to bring glory to him. We are his by right of creation. We are his by right of purchase. He has purchased us out of our sin. He has saved us and redeemed us to himself. We hear so much about what we owe Mother Nature or this world. What we really ought to consider is what we really owe to God, which is everything. That's saved or lost, by the way. Yeah, even the lost man owes reverence and glory to God, because he too is a creation of God. But we see very little of this. In fact, in the world, we see none. It's an absolute necessity that we find the Lord's purpose for our lives and that we live according to his purpose. Living for the Savior means living in absolute opposition to the world, the flesh, and the devil. This world system is totally against God and must be forsaken by the believer that wants to please God. Because if we're going to please God as long as we're in this body of flesh, we're not going to do it by pleasing the world. We must obey the word of God if we would live by the will of God. We obey the word of God by presenting our bodies a living sacrifice, not being conformed to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of our minds, as we've been commanded by the word of God. Not being conformed to this world means that we take a clear-cut stand against the world. We do not act like the world. We do not look like the world. We do not dress like the world. We do not talk like the world. We do not think like the world. Such a life most certainly demands a transformation, a renewing of our minds. Because our minds naturally follow the world. And without the renewing of our minds, we would just see nothing wrong with that. This transformation through the renewing of our minds comes through the work of the Holy Spirit of God in us through the Word of God. This transformation causes us to seek and to do the will of God in our lives. It causes us to want to live sanctified lives for the Savior. Sanctified lives that demand that we dress, walk, talk, and think according to the working of the Word of God in our lives. Only the Lord can make this change in us. It is His working to which we give the glory and not ourselves. It's not look at what I'm doing for God, but look what God is working in me. Philippians 2:13 says, "It is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure." It's God who does the work. 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 5 says, "Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God." Whatever is accomplished in my life for the Savior is not accomplished by my flesh, but is the work of God's Holy Spirit and by the power of God. Hebrews 13, verses 20 and 21 says, "Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, to do His will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." It is God working in us that enables us to do the will of God, living lives well-pleasing in His sight. God's purpose and will for every Christian is to do good works. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." We're to walk in good works. God has established and predetermined that we are to walk in good works. We are to follow after the will of God for our lives and not be concerned for what His will may be for another Christian's life. This is what we read about in John chapter 21 and verse 22. Listen to what Jesus says to Peter. "If I will that he tarry till I come," Peter had just asked, "What about John?" Jesus said, "If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me." Jesus answered to Peter very definitely was this: "It's not your business. Your business is to follow me." What God does with another Christian or doesn't do with another Christian is none of my business. My business is to follow the Savior where He tells me to go, do what the Savior tells me to do, say what the Savior tells me to say, do the will of God. When we come to the end of our life, may we be able to say, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." Just as Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7. "And then shall we receive from our Savior a crown of righteousness for His name's sake." Remember, God's purpose and plan is a personal purpose and plan. It is for each one of us individually. We need to do our own business and leave it up to God to get others to do their business. You know, I think about King Saul's son, Jonathan. He stepped out and did what God wanted him to do. And because of his actions, God used him to give a great victory that day to Israel. God may just use our doing the will of God to get others to do the same thing, to give a great victory in our Christian life. Just do what God wants you to do, no matter what others do or don't do. Mind your own business. God will teach us and instruct us as to His plan for us and will order our lives if we want His will in our lives. That's what Psalm 32 and verse 8 says. God says, "I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye." This is God's promise to teach and guide us. In Psalm 37, verses 23 and 24, we read, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Notice that as the Lord orders our steps, we may fall through weakness, but the Lord will lift us up. The fall will not be the end of our doing the will of God, because by God's grace, we will get up and go on in his service. We get up by the grace of God. We go on working for God. And it's the Lord that upholds us. Look what Isaiah says in Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 11. And the Lord shall guide thee continually. The leadership of the Lord does not cease. For just like Israel, we have the Lord's guidance in our lives each step of the way, that we may know and do his will. In Psalm 48, verse 14, we read, For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. That takes up the rest of our life, doesn't it? God will guide in our lives even unto death. He'll never leave us nor forsake us, Hebrews says. He is ever with us and leading us in our lives, even unto death. How does the Lord lead? Through his counsel in our lives. Psalm 73 and verse 24 says, Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. His counsel by the word of God. Isaiah 30 and verse 21 says, And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, This is the way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand and when ye turn to the left. The counsel of God guides us step by step, not mile by mile, but step by step. If we want to do the will of God in our lives, we must take each step according to the counsel of the Lord.